recent years in the Czech Republic saw a major boom in new shopping center development throughout the country. Now the boom is at an end. According to the Daily Lidové Noviny, 2011 will be the first year in two decades which will not see the opening of a single new large retail center. A little earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke about the reasons with Richard Curran of the Czech branch of real estate advisor CB Richard Ellis.
Obviously, I think as the retail space per head of population catches up with Western levels, there is obviously going to be a slowdown in development anyway, a natural slowdown in development anyway. I think that coupled with the financial crisis where financing for new developments, not just of shopping centers, but of virtually all real estate, has dried up. Those two factors combined have led to a massive reduction in the development of shopping centers and a change in perhaps tactics going forward for retail developers.
Where are they going to be focusing in, say, the near future?
I think the development of large-scale shopping centers will not cease, but will be very, very specific and opportunity-driven. I think developers will focus on retail parks going forward, focusing on smaller cities, populations between 20 and 50,000 people that won't support what we, you know, define as a modern shopping center with a large hypermarket anchor and, you know, 30 or 40 supporting retail units. And it will be smaller developments of between 5 and 10,000 square meters and focused on, as I said, retail parks, which would be generally 500 to 1,000 square meter units with a shoe store, a pharmacy, a couple of clothes retailers, etc., etc. But it'll be smaller developments focused on smaller cities.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the market is just about saturated, especially in bigger cities like the capital Prague, how are already existing malls doing?
Well, I think what's happened, certainly we've seen in the last 3 years, the distinction being made between well-performing shopping centers and non-well-performing shopping centers. You know, going back 7-8 years when there was this rush of development and not enough space per consumer head, virtually every shopping center performed and traded well. As the markets become more saturated, it's rather clear now which centers are performing well and will continue to do so, and which centers aren't performing so well and require redirection, heavy asset management. We've even seen in one case the center closing down and being sold off for different use, which was in Stadulky. It's being used as a large warehouse for a furniture supplier, XXX Lutz, I think it is, bought it from Tesco. Retail location is always a major factor. Those centers that aren't so well located or that didn't have the right tenant mix in the first place, that just, you know, leased to the highest bidders without really thinking about it and don't have a clear structure within the shop to attract customers and create a good customer flow through the whole center, are clearly the ones that are suffering at the moment.
Richard Curran talking there to my colleague Jan Wellinger.